You know, you can be really good at something. And then there's someone that has a feel for something. They just get it. They understand it. They know it.
G-Money.
Gentry.
Gentry.
G-Money.
G-Money. Gentry, my boy.
G was at the top of the list of people that we wanted to bring in. He was a part of the original Jordan team.
Yeah, he came in and never looked back. Lit a lot of different parts of the business on fire in the process.
You know, probably the king of consumer insight.
I mean, we were early days trying to envision brand Jordan. There's no way we would have seen where it went. You know, we knew it was going to go somewhere, but Gentry took it there.
When we started it as a separate brand, it was a $160 million business. And then obviously it grew to what it is today. That's, above $6 billion. Millennials are now becoming adults. Sneakers aren't always going to be relevant if you're going into a hedge fund guy. Like, you got to look the part. This is a brand, it's called Code by Gentry. What Code does, it allows this consumer to meet everything that they had in the sneaker world with comfort, but yet with the sophistication and elegance and styling that allows them to dress themselves up.
One of the things Gentry really taught me and he lived by was, you know, we're building this brand for the consumers first, and we need to make sure that we hear their voice. He always challenged us to look outside of our industry and try to find inspiration in unique places. You know, cars, planes.
Anything and everything can be inspirational. You know, the fun stuff for me is the creative part. That, you know, that is the fun part of it.
Gentry's mindset was always, if you're looking at what the competitor's doing, you're going to end up looking like them. And so look at something that's totally different.
I've helped design products from hummingbirds that I've looked out a window and saw. And throughout the entire journey that consumers will go on with this, they'll understand all of the details. The traction pattern that we used on the shoe actually spells out the word Code. They actually have these elastic laces that allow you to wear the shoe as a slip-on. We intentionally made that sock liner red. We want every customer to feel like they're walking on the red carpet.
I think there's something very, very unique about the space that Code is going to fill, and authentically so.
No matter where you go, there's a dress code. And we want to make sure that the footwear that we create allows this consumer to meet the dress code no matter where they are.